What's up? It's your girl Bird coming to you today with my first episode. Thanks everybody who tuned in. Today's episode is about world news, things I seen, things I heard, whatever. If y'all got some news for me, feel free to leave a comment below, whatever. Put out a source of where you found it at so people can also read it for themselves. Now, let's get into the first topic I seen today. So I was looking online, I see, they got a new free, yes, I did say, free, live streaming site, called Stirr, S-T-I-R-R. I don't know how many guys are cable cutters out there, cord cutters, whatever you want to call them, cable free, but, it's a new place y'all can go to watch different stuff. You can watch movies, you can watch shows, whatever. Y'all got anything else out there, let us know. Because everybody know about the Hulus and Netflix, the Slings, the Pluto TV. Just about them all. So just add this one to your list. I haven't went to it yet. I'm going to check it out and let y'all know what I think. But right now, that's what it is. Moving on to our next part. Also, as I'm streaming through Twitter, I see some of the most ridiculous stuff I ever heard. I see a link for the new Family Guy. I'm not sure how new this episode is, but it's called Trump Guy. You guys need to check it out. Funniest episode I've ever seen in my life. I mean, the depiction of Trump is 100% accurate. I mean, all the surrounding ad-libs to go with him are fucking amazing. Oh yeah, this is not for kids, so I want to be saying shit like fucking amazing. But, y'all need to go check that out. Whatever you watch your TV on, just put that in your search bar. Trump Guy, Family Guy. Guaranteed by far to be the best episode that you watch. Me personally, I liked it the way that they had drawn Trump, whoever did his voice. Did it amazing there. And y'all know the famous chicken fight he always had with that dumb, stupid looking KFC chicken. Well, he had one of them fights with Trump. And they was beating each other down. Alright, moving on to the next one. Just throwing some stuff out here. I see your girl Cardi B and City Girls got a new video. I'm definitely going to have to check that out because I'm a fan of the City Girls and I'm a fan of Cardi B. So, you already know what it is. I'm definitely going to be going to my YouTube tomorrow. So, I can definitely check that out. What else I seen up there? I mean, it's just so much stuff going out there. Y'all know what it is. I'm just running down rants of stuff I done seen today. Like I said, drop a comment if you got something to say. Just listen if you don't. Let me see what else. Bold and Beautiful for all of my story lovers. How do y'all feel about Sally bringing that puppy in? How do you really feel? Personally, I didn't think it was a problem with it. I thought she did an excellent job. I mean, she tried. You can't replace a baby. And you can't make a person feel better by not doing anything. So, she tried. I thought it was a cute idea. I thought it could be therapeutic for your girl Hope. All you Lope lovers out there. But Hope didn't seem to think so. That's the maddest I ever seen her before. I mean, losing a child is hard. We definitely understand that. And for this to be your second one, I can't believe that the writers of B&B, Bradley Bell, this is what you're doing to us? Come on, give us a better storyline than this. And then you got Liam over there with Steffi. They basically got their own little family. As far as I'm concerned, ain't dumping this kid together. How you guys think Hope's going to feel about that? I'm not sure if he had a chance to really mention to her. I'm sure he didn't, but yeah, I can't wait till tomorrow's episode. It should be a little spicy. You know, Friday episodes is the best. I'm glad they got Taylor calmed down, man. Because for a minute there, I thought my girl, oh, shout out to Hunter Tyler. I thought my girl was going to be kicked off of the show. But, hey, what can I say? We need Taylor. If we got Brooke, we need Taylor. And you know what? Honestly, I got to say about your boy Dollar Bill. I was one of his biggest critics. And when I say biggest, I mean biggest critics. But you know what? Watching through, seems like your boy really on the right track of making a change. Drop a comment below. Let me know what y'all think. Y'all think he unaware? You think he working on another scam? Far as I said, him, Will, and your girl Katie, they might as well give it another shot. I would love to see them try something as a family. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, and like I said, I'm just skimming through stuff. So, I see your boy, for all my Young and the Restless fans, I seen your boy Kane out there kissing Victoria. Man, can Lily get a break? First he have this baby with Julia. Now he kissing on Victoria. He won't even go see his wife while she locked up. I mean, we all know it's a tragedy what happened, Hillary. Wish you were still on the show, R.I.H. Wish you were still on the show, but hey, it is what it is. People got real lives to live. So, What else? I'm thinking. It's been some new hirings for all our sports girls, sports fans out there. Women love sports too. I see they had a couple prospects out there that declared for the draft. I know y'all know Kyle Murphy declared for the draft. Never been a fan of him. I really don't like his play. I think he's too short. They compare him to Johnny Manziel. I see it all the way. I mean, basically a body double if you want to know the truth. Throw your shouts down in your comments below. Let me know what y'all think. Is Kyler Murphy closer to Johnny Manziel or is he closer to Baker Mayfield? That's for all y'all Cleveland fans out there. What else I done seen? Oh, I finally caught up on that show, The Passage. Yes, the one with your boy Zach Morris and the little girl. It was amazing. And shout out to anybody who watches The 100 and seen, yes, the show The 100, and seen Kane on the episode of The Passage. Go ahead, Kane. I read that you was going to do another job. I just know it was going to be with this. And you know what? I can't wait to see where this season takes us. So many different possibilities. But the way they started it off was excellent. I don't know how many people watched it already. So I really don't want to spoil it for anybody. But the truth is, it's a good show, and it's going to make it. I was a little skeptical when they said they had them vampires out there, but I'm watching it. I see what they're doing. I see what they're doing. I'll tell you one thing. My little girl, she better have some superpowers or something. They better make this worth it. Amazing. Oh, yeah. What else can I talk about? I see they've been real critical of some Netflix movie talking about they encouraging violence, real-life violence or something like that. Come on now, everything is based off of something somebody has seen, heard, did, or whatever. So you can't really get on that. They're talking about the show they got on there called The Travelers. The Travelers? I never really watched it before, so I can't say it, but I have watched the movie The Bird Box. Leave that movie alone. I think that movie was amazing. I think they did a good job. Shout out to Sandra Bullock. You did your thing. I don't know who that dude was that you was all booed up with on the movie, but hey, if it works for you, it works for me. Okay, what else we got out there? Speaking of movies, what y'all think about Aquaman? I seen it hit $1 billion in that box office. $1 billion. Did you hear what I say? Only thing, if I had to say anything bad about it, only thing I can say is that I can tell the difference between Marvel in DC movies, and that was clearly a DC movie. I hate to say it because I love both of them equally, but for some reason it seems like Marvel always got better graphics, should I say. What else we got out there? We got Spider-Man, that new Spider-Man. I really didn't plan on seeing Spider-Man, let's be real. Once Tony Parker became 16 different people after my boy, I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. At the moment, I can't even think of his name. Anybody know his name? Shout him out for me. Original Spider-Man. Oh, loop-de-doop with Kristen Dunst. What was his name? Because he played on a lot of good stuff. Can somebody please shout me out that dude's name? What else we got out there? There's a couple of different things I want to watch out there. See, a gang of people don't like that watching at home. That's messed up because Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly are two of my favorite actors. You know, I hate to say it, but I got a lot. But they are two of my favorite actors. And for them to go down like that, the box office, it just don't seem that. So, come on, y'all. Go watch the movie. I ain't watched it yet. I got a lot. I had to watch that Aquaman first, but I'm going to get out there and I'm going to check it out. Then when I come back, I'll let y'all know what's going on. What else you got? Like I said, this is just a rundown first episode. What's the word? The word is, I don't know how many people play Scrabble in their household, but me and my husband had a hardcore match today in Scrabble. He tore that ass up. So, give me some help. Give me some words. Give me something, please. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening. It's going to be a short episode. I'll get back with you. If you have anything you want me to discuss, get with me. You know, just doing my thing. Starting it up. Holla. Squirrel. You know we gotta talk about it, so let's get to it. Day 27 of the government shutdowns. So a recent poll revealed, I guess, that Trump supporters, Trump voters, have declined rapidly. Blaming him for the shutdown. Let's just say it is his fault, and this is what it's gonna take for people to realize they made a mistake with him. Come on, man. FYI to anybody that's still listening, I remember the guy's name from Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire is the dude I was thinking about, so there we have it. I'm going to leave you out with a couple songs. These is my songs of the day. These three songs, it's hitting it for me, so tell me what y'all think. Tell me what songs y'all listening to out there. Get back with your girl, bruh.